It's Thoughtful Throwback Thursday on the original station for Tech Talk Tips and Observations. This is your Tech Concierge, Avi Uniglick, and we're going to take a look back today. Throw out some Thoughtful Thursday shout-outs and take your calls, questions, and comments as we begin to cruise into the weekend. Let's get started. The following is an encore performance being organized for a future podcast episode. Beginners to Anchor are often looking for a tutorial on how to use it. They want to learn. They want to get up to speed quickly. They look at support.anchor.fm. They find the tutorials that are available, the limited amount of reference material, and they say, how am I going to learn how to use this thing? Well, what they do is they use, first, my daily beginner's guides to Anchor. I set up back in March a five-day crash course on how to go through Anchor, and that is fairly relevant. I'd say it's still 85% relevant, even with all of the new features here. Now, we've added new features, obviously, since then, and I addressed them in my other episodes, but I'm going to put a link to the first daily beginner's guide to Anchor, and once you find that, the other episodes are right above that, down very close near the bottom, because they were one of the first episodes that I produced here. And if you have any questions, any follow-up, you know it's Q&A weekend, Saturday, Sunday. I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like more guidance, more assistance with any topic that we've talked about or any topic you've come up with on your own, I'm here to help you. I'm Avi Uniglick, your Tech Concierge. Here's your Tech Talk tip for Saturday, 8/5/17. Sometimes you want to reference an episode, as you saw I did earlier in a previous segment today. When you do that, you simply go to the episode you want, and next to the episode title, there's a little square with an arrow up. If you tap on that and then choose copy, it will allow you to copy the link directly to that episode. That's what we call a permalink. That means that link will never expire, and you can use that anywhere you like. You can put it on a email. You can put it inside another segment that's current, as you saw I did in that segment. And when you click on it, it gives you the option to either play it inside the app if you're using it from your phone, or it gives you the option to play on the web if you don't have the app. The benefit of playing it on the web is that you see the entire episode, you can play it anywhere, and you will have the privilege of doing that. So it gives you those two options, but the default option, if you hit the little X when you get to that link to play it either place, is to play it on the web. So instead of you having to go down on the page and click on play on the web, all you need to do is hit the X in the corner and it will play on the web. So I just wanted you to know that. If you have any questions about using episodes as permalinks in tweets, in repurposing on Facebook or anywhere else, let me know.